Here's your 512 Tech and Business Update. Last week saw another 963,000 Americans file for regular first-time unemployment benefits. This is the first time in 5 months that the country has seen this number come below 1 million. This is according to the Department of Labor and was the lowest that we've seen since mid-March when the pandemic shut down the U.S. economy. It peaked at the end of March with nearly 7 million people and is considered to be a positive sign for the economy. This is still less than the numbers during the Great Recession in 2009, which from its peak then took nearly 5 years for claims to come back down to where they were before the financial crisis. Economists are still saying that it is an encouraging sign. Fat Brands, the owner of Fat Burger, is buying Johnny Rockets, the 1950s diner-themed chain, for $25 million. The restaurants have been hit by the pandemic as well, with sales in the second quarter plunging nearly 50%. Fat Brands also saw their stock down nearly 25% this year before the deal was announced. Johnny Rockets has been owned by private equity firm Sun Capital Partners and first opened in 1986. The deal is expected to close in September, and Fat Brands will have more than 700 restaurant locations worldwide and total annual sales of more than $700 million. According to a new report prepared by Tourism Economics, the leisure and hospitality sector has been the hardest hit in the coronavirus crisis. The sector initially shed nearly half of its 17 million jobs nationally at the outset of the crisis. While the situation has improved some as parts of the economy have reopened, more than twice as many as in the next hardest hit sector of the American economy, mining, remain gone. And Div Inc., a startup to help underrepresented founders build successful businesses, has partnered with Next Coast Ventures. Next Coast Ventures is planning to provide funding, mentorship, and access to its network to help with fundraising, recruitment, and more for Div Inc. And that's your 512 Tech and Business Update. I'm Amy Edwards.